Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's MVP. INSURE.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, Happy New Year. We are over the holidays and into the new year. We're already 4 days into the new year. And I hope you have a prosperous and wonderful new year. That's my wish and hope for everyone these days. 2023 was kind of a downer, but looking forward to 2024 to open it up and be more prosperous and healthier and happier for everyone. Now, I read all sorts of things online. It was interesting that I found this article, America's Top New Year's Resolutions for 2024. Most common New Year's resolutions among U.S. respondents. 417 respondents between the ages of 18 and 64. They were surveyed in a 10-day period in October of 2023. The top one is to save more money. 59% of the respondents says they want to save more money in 2024. 50% said they want to exercise more. 47% to eat healthier. 40% to spend more time with family and friends, 35% to lose weight, 26% to reduce spendings on living expenses like food and energy, 19% to spend less time on social media, and 19% to reduce stress on the job. Now, the to exercise more, eat healthier, lose weight, those are all seem to be the ones people choose every year. I follow Reddit. I'm on Reddit from time to time, reading the different threads. And this one particular thread, somebody had posted that their local gym, their local fitness center, a couple weeks before the new year, they move in a bunch of extra machines, a bunch of extra exercise equipment. And then like 2 weeks into the new year, they end up moving it all back out. Because, you know, people have good intentions. They're like, hey, I'm going to start going to the fitness center. I'm going to start going to the gym. So, you know, during like the first 2 weeks, you know, they're jam-packed. There's people there. And then after 2 weeks, it just seems that their gumption to keep moving forward just kind of falls away. So I thought that was kind of funny that, you know, a couple weeks before the new year that this fitness center moves in all this extra exercise equipment, and then for that 2 weeks it's like super busy, and then after that they end up, you know, moving it all right back out because there's no need for it. So it kind of tells you what you know, New Year's resolutions sometimes don't last as long as what we hope they would do. But a friend of mine says, you know, he doesn't make New Year's resolutions because, you know, they're kind of destined for failure, right? You know, if you resolve for the new year, yeah, I'm going to do this, and then you end up not doing it, you say, oh, you know, it's just a New Year's resolution. I'll do something about it next year kind of thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting that he says he doesn't make any New Year's resolutions. Now, in the new year, again, many have set up goals for areas of their lives, such as physical goals, like we had mentioned, to lose weight, to exercise, get healthy, mental goals. you know, reducing stress, staying away from social media. Relational goals, obviously, spending more time with friends and family. Career goals, you know, wanting to move ahead, wanting to make more money, you know, those types of things. Now, one goal that our family is looking to do this year is decluttering our home. You know, spending time going through each room of the house and getting rid of those items that we no longer need or use. Now, I am going to tell you that I am kind of a pack rat. I mean, I'm not hoarder status, a pack rat type thing, but I've kind of narrowed it down to the reason I hang on to so many things is, you know, growing up a Navy brat. You know, we moved every, you know, 1 to 2 years. My dad moved us around the country. And, you know, there's only so much that you can take with you. At least back then, there was only so much that we could take with us from base to base. So, you know, our lives, you know, had to fit in so many boxes. So I would get like maybe one or two boxes to put my stuff in. And I left a lot of stuff behind. You know, I left a lot of Star Wars stuff, a lot of G.I. Joe's, Transformers stuff. You know, a lot of things that, you know, I held near and dear to my heart, you know, growing up, ended up either being donated or unfortunately tossed away because I just didn't have room for it. So as I got older and, you know, my dad got out of the military and, you know, we were staying in one place, I just kind of had that in the back of my mind that, you know, I'm not going to, you know, this stuff is mine, and I'm not going to throw it away. I'm not going to get rid of it. You know, I have no reason to get rid of it. I'm going to hang on to it for as long as possible. And so I look around my office here, and I've got stuff that, you know, I could definitely get rid of. There's no reason to keep that. I've got I've got stuff all over here that really doesn't need to be here. That I could. I have no emotional attachment to it, really, that I could get rid of it, and you know, it wouldn't bother me all that much. But for some reason, I find myself I just keep it, and that's one thing that we're going to be doing in the new year is we're going to be sorting through every room, you know, kind of doing the, I don't know, it was Marie Kondo, you know, or whoever, you know, they have, you know, three boxes, one keep, one donate, one trash. You know, so you look at an item, you're like, okay, do I really need this? This is something that if it's missing from my life, that, you know, it's going to be a serious issue. If not, it'll go to the donate. You know, if something is broken, am I really going to fix it? If I'm not going to fix it, it's going to go in the trash. You know, that way we can go through and start paring down the stuff that we have here and kind of declutter. Now, one area of decluttering that needs attention is your personal documents. Now, I found an article from The Spruce. It's a blog that has a ton of different articles that you can check out. The Spruce has tips to help you sort through your personal documents and decide what to keep and for how long. Now, this is something that I need to follow because I've got, you know, a banker's box of documents at my office that are personal documents that I really need to go through and pare down. Now, the first tip, again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right, there is a search bar. Just type in document declutter, and it'll bring you to this blog post with a link to the article with The Spruce with the tips. I'm only going to share a few here because I do want you to read the full article from The Spruce. Now, the first is pre-sort. Pare down the amount of paper documents you receive. Opting out of junk mail, catalogs, signing up for electronic billings, etc. Develop a system of handling mail as it comes in instead of letting it pile up will help cut down on the time needed to sort through it later. So, you know, you get your mail, you look through it, okay, junk mail goes right in the garbage, you know, or gets shredded, you know, especially if it's, you know, anything financial, like if you get something that says, hey, you know, we could give you a second mortgage on your house or credit card application or, you know, something financial, you know, financial junk mail, highly recommend that you shred it. you know, just throwing it in the trash isn't enough. If you don't have a shredder, definitely, you know, rip it up into small pieces and definitely toss it. You know, junk mail that you're not going to use, throw it right in the trash. You know, and then separate your bills and other personal documents. So right off the bat, you're getting into that system of pre-sorting right from the get-go, right when it comes from the mailbox. Now, the next tip is consider electronic files. Purchasing a scanner, and scanners still exist. You know, there was a big boom back in the early 2000s where, you know, everybody had a scanner. I remember getting those big old flatbed scanners from Epson or Lexmark, you know, where you could scan these documents, and it was all really cool because, you know, it was at, what was it, like 300 DPI or something like that. You know, I mean, today your phone can take a, you know, scan of a document a lot better than those big old flatbed scanners. But think about purchasing a scanner, even just like a simple document scanner. You know, that just all they do is scan documents. Consider purchasing one of those and backing up your paper documents electronically. With that, not only set up cloud storage, so, you know, you have iCloud storage or, you know, you go to Dropbox. Dropbox is another popular one. Microsoft, I believe, has a cloud service. You know, set up a cloud storage for these documents, but also make backups on external hard drives. So not only do you have a cloud backup, but you also have two physical backups. I recommend two physical backups. You have one physical backup to keep at your residence because, you know, if the internet goes down, you won't be able to access the cloud. So you're going to need, you know, a way to access those documents. So having a physical hard drive with the documents on there will definitely help. But then also keeping a separate one off-site. So if in case there's a fire or something like that and you lose the, you know, external hard drive at your home, you know, you could go to your parents' house or you can, you know, pick it. You got one at the office. You know, that's another backup. So definitely consider getting yourself a document scanner and then not only you know, backing stuff up to a cloud, but also on external hard drives. And external hard drives nowadays are fairly inexpensive. I mean, you can get it like a 2 terabyte drive for, you know, $50 on sale most times. If you look on Amazon or, like I said, you go to Camel, or, you know, you go to slickdeals.net, you know, they often have post sales of external hard drives. And they, like I said, you know, oftentimes you can find a 2 terabyte hard drive for, you know, $50-$60. And for most people, I think 2 terabytes for your paper documents are probably, you know, more than enough to keep all your paper documents. Now, the next tip and the last tip I want to share with you is long-term versus short-term as far as storage. Now, there are some documents that need to be stored forever, such as birth certificates, adoption papers, academic transcripts, while there are some documents that can be stored for a short period of time, like utility bills, sales receipts, and bank statements. If you look on the article from the Spruce, again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog associated with this podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, just type in document declutter up in the search bar, and it'll bring you to the post associated with today's podcast with a link to that article from the Spruce. Spruce has a great idea of how long to keep certain documents like utility bills, sales receipts, and bank statements. Like bank statements should only be kept monthly because you get a new one every month. You know, insurance policies, obviously you need to swap those out every year. If you've got a policy that's good for a year, you need to swap that out every year. If you've got an auto policy, it could be on a 6-month basis, so you need to swap out the auto policy every 6 months. But a lot of good information as far as how long you need to keep documents. So again, I want you to check out the full article from the Spruce for more information and tips on decluttering your personal documents. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Have you a safe week, and again, Happy New Year.